Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, and welcome to the show. I am so thrilled and so excited by today's guest and so honored at the very same time. Today's guest is Michelle Caron, and as we've been doing these shows now for over a year, and it's been so incredible and so extraordinary, we really strive to bring you the very best people all around the world that can teach you how to live an unlimited life. How do you get through those barriers, those walls, those gates? How do you get to the other side of your life? How do you live this unlimited life, this unlimited vision that you know that you're meant to live? And I cannot think of a better guest. And truly, there's so many times that we're given lists of guests, and somebody will say, this person's an expert in this field, this person's wonderful, this person's terrific, you should interview them. And I always love when I have firsthand experience with somebody, and I can say, honestly, from the bottom of my heart and truly with every fiber of my being, this person is the pinnacle at what they do. This person is the very greatest in their field. This is the cherry on the sundae. This is the person that can change and make a difference in your life, in the now, in your future, in your forever. And I've had the grand opportunity to work with Michelle and to experience the greatness of her talent and her gifts. And I can tell you, she is just one of the most special people, one of the greatest gifts that we have here. So at Christmas season, I can't imagine a better person to bring to you. Michelle, we're going to talk about her bio. It's just extraordinary. But she was French and Finnish born, and she became aware of her psychic abilities and her psychic medium gift as a child. And I know that we talk about, and I'm going to ask her, when you're a kid, how do you know what you want to be when you grow up, and that she had this incredible talent. And she talks about how she read Linda Goodman's sun signs when she was just 14, and then she decided to become a professional astrologer. And I know that that was a book that greatly affected my life, but the fact that she was able to dive into that and then have that springboard into this future that has just helped millions of people around the world is just extraordinary. By the age of 17, she enrolled into the Faculty of Astrological Studies in London to earn her diploma. And just a few years later, she completed her graduate studies in medieval astrology. She has worked with prestigious teachers from around the world, and she was just 21 when she obtained her master's degree in philosophy with honors at the University of Geneva in Switzerland on the role of archetypes and the meaning of the human experience and the great works of Carl Jung. In 2006, she was selected to be the exclusive astrologer in the 78th Academy Awards. Let me repeat that. In 2006, she was selected to be the exclusive astrologer at the 78th Academy Awards, where she did readings for several prestigious nominees. She also is trained as an actress and a model. She actually went to the Beverly Hills Playhouse, which is where I had a lot of my training there, and we worked with a lot of the same people, and someday we'll have to have a conversation about that. She's worked in films, in television. She has studied with my favorite acting school in the world, which is the Gene Bua Acting for Life Studio in Burbank, California. She has worked in several movies and videos, and she was the French voice of the navigation system in the Honda, which I love, in Canada. She has a professional degree in yoga. She studied classical piano. She is a red belt in Taekwondo and a member of the National Black Belt Club. And she also volunteers with Free Arts for Abused Children in her free time, and she paints. I mean, she is one of the most extraordinarily talented. It's like the tree of life. She is just the tree of energy, and it branches from every single place. And just it pours out of her, and the way that she is able to help and touch lives is just amazing. And then prior to writing in 2008 the revolutionary book, which is Astrology for Enlightenment, which we'll talk about today, she also authored six other books in French, in Finnish, in English on astrology, living food, nutrition, yoga, and also a spiritual novel, which is just incredible. She has worked on magazines. She contributes to newspapers. She has clientele in over 57 countries on five continents. Her readings are in-depth. They're unique and they're precise, and she uses astrology, tarot cards, numerology, along with her profound, unbelievable psychic ability. And she is actually able to read people that no one else can. And she analyzes the charts. She heals planetary alignments. She works on personal energies. She enables significant life shifts to happen and to occur. And in the public conference in December of 2009 in Laguna Hills, she was channeled by Lee Carroll, and she said that she is truly a master astrology astrologer who reads the Akashic Records directly, and she is one of the first to bring quantum astrology to the planet. She is also a shaman. And I know, I mean, when I'm looking at this bio and I'm saying, oh my gosh, this is so extraordinary, but I've been in ceremony with her, and there is a blend of astrology and shamanism that is so magical, and it feels so right in your soul, in your heart, in her beingness. And her finished roots of love of nature have led her to Peru, where she has been initiated as a master shaman, and she's graduated from the Four Winds Society, and she has been leading groups right now to Peru and Bolivia in mystical transformative journeys, and I highly recommend that you go with her. It's just incredible. She has spent time in Colombia in the Sacred Mountains. She works as a shaman performing ceremonies all over the world. She's a global citizen. She lives in France, Switzerland, Finland, England, Canada, Colombia, Peru, and lucky for us, the United States. And when she's not traveling the world, she spends time here and in Helsinki. And she is just one of the most blessed, sacred, magical beings on the planet. And we are so honored and so blessed. And what a magical, mystical, beautiful gift for this holiday season to have today's guest, Michelle Carey. Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here, especially now at this amazing end of year. That's been quite a transformative year for all of us.
It has. And so I'm looking at your bio, which is absolutely extraordinary. And as extraordinary as this bio is, seeing you and being with you in person is even more extraordinary. Being in ceremony with you and working with you and having readings with you, I mean, you have a gift and a talent that is beyond the beyond. And it's just, it's so wonderful. And so I'm looking at this, and it says when you were a girl, you knew. And did you, when you were 14, did
yes.
all of this? So share that with me. How does that work?
Yeah.
And you know you wanted to help other people with it once you recognized you had it?
Well, actually, I wanted, you know, it's very strange because by the time I was 14, we had already lived in four countries. My father was a journalist. And we had already, I was born in Finland, and we moved to England, and we were in France, and we moved to Switzerland. And at 14, and I was not necessarily feeling great in my body and myself because of all this traveling. We were constantly changing countries, languages, friends, and there was really not a lot of coherence around me. And then my father went to the United States, and that was the time when, you know, Linda Goodman had published her book, and he came back with that book, and I devoured it, and I thought, oh, my God, somebody who's never met me can actually describe me better than the people who live with me. And I thought this was so extraordinary. I started reading the whole book, and I started, you know, taking notes of everybody's birthdays, and I started, I actually created my own little radio show because at 14, all the kids in school could call me after hours, and I had all their data, and I was, you know, but then, of course, that didn't make me very popular because I knew everybody's secrets, but you know, nobody wanted me at that party. So still today, when people invite me, I'm like, really? You want me at your party? So it was, so this is how it started. And I said to my parents, I'm going to be an astrologer. And they look at me and they're like, a what? And so I started studying, you know, under the covers. And I read every book I could find. At the time, we moved to Washington, D.C., which was actually a fabulous blessing because there were so many astrology books in the libraries and the bookstores and everywhere. So I was just getting my hands on everything I could find and reading and reading and reading. And then when I was 17, I found the Faculty of Astrological Studies. I started studying there under the incredible mentorship of Cordelia Mansell, who was my teacher. And then the rest is history. When I was 20, I started giving conferences, and everything just aligned. It's like I did my first professional reading when I was 16, and it was a person who was the granddaughter of a very, very, very famous writer, Russian writer, and who had, you know, a situation in her life that was way beyond what I could know as a child. And I remember I charged her 50 Swiss francs, and she left all happy, and she sent me all her friends, and I have no recollection of what I said because I never remember what I say in readings. But apparently she was happy because after that I had an unending road of people wanting to have readings with me, and it never stopped. It never stopped, and I feel so blessed that this has been my life. And so I marvel, you know, when I travel the world and I'm going from one place to another and I have all these people who want to be friends with me and who want to invite me, I'm like, wow. This all started with the dream of a little 14-year-old girl who wanted to be an astrologer. And her parents who thought this was a little bit crazy.
It's amazing. And when you're reading people, I mean, are you able to give them hope and vision for the future, or be able to see where they're going? And so at what point should everybody reach out to you, or can you help everyone? Because I think that there isn't a single place in our lives that we can't gain clarity, or that
important, Nicole, and I'm so glad you're pointing that out, because for me, astrology is a tool for empowerment, and it's a tool that gives you a vision, because astrology is actually extremely mathematical, and it's based on the observation of nature, but it's based on cycles, planetary cycles. It's based on what is going on in the sky. So there is very little room for spiritual imagination, because if a certain planet is in a certain sign at a certain time, you cannot invent anything. You know, this is the way it is. But what you can do is interpret it in a way that's going to put people down, or in a way that's going to inspire them. And I don't believe in putting people down. I believe that we each have a spark of God inside of us. I think we are all masters in the making, and that astrology is an incredible tool for vision, for understanding where we're going. It's really like a road map. So I think it's actually very funny that I'm the voice of the navigation system in Honda's in Canada, because really that's what I do as an astrologer. I'm the GPS of your life. So the funny thing is that this is really about knowing, you know, we can randomly drive around and hope to get to where we want to go, or we can take our GPS and map our journey and say, well, here, you know, I know there's going to be a little bit of a dark period right now that's going to last only 2 years or a year and a half, but this is how I can best empower myself through that period, that I don't have to be a victim of what's happening to me. Because people always think that astrology determines who we are, but they forget to think that we also influence the stars. It goes both ways. It doesn't go one way. And that we can take, you know, all the ingredients to make a cake, and we can burn our cake, or we can make the most sumptuous cake you ever ate. And it's always, and it's the same ingredients, but what matters and what determines the outcome is the art of the cook, the art of the chef, the art of the person, and the consciousness with which we use those elements in order to create a better or more difficult outcome. And this is all in our hands. So actually, the more we know our chart, and the more we know who we are, and the more we know our characteristics, and the more free we are, and the more at cause we can be in the world, and the more magnificent our lives can be. And this is what it's all about right now, being magnificent.
Beautiful description. And I know that we have all these people waiting to talk to you online, but before we get to some of our callers on the show, does the planet have astrology? It's the end of 2013 and we're starting the new year, and is there a closing or an energy that we should be looking for in the new year around the world or in different areas of the world?
Absolutely. And, you know, the thing is that we are actually entering year two of humanity's life, because we have to go a little bit back to the end of the Mayan calendar, which actually is not truly the end, because there is in the Mayan calendar many references to dates beyond the 21st of December 2012. But what happens is that everything was mapped out until December 21st, 2012, as a culmination of humanity's evolution. And a majority of people reached that point in consciousness, and it was everywhere, even people who were not necessarily spiritual or conscious or into anything New Age, they heard that date over and over and over again. And it was loaded with all sorts of things, and people thought it was maybe the end of the world, which in a way it was. It was the end of one world. It was the end of the world of fear, the world of negativity, of cruelty, of corruption, of lies, of all those, of violence. And not to say that beyond 2012 this has ended, I wish, but there is so much, there's been so many distortions in the consciousness of humanity over the years that it could not be done in just one day and one year and even a few years. So we are, after 2012, we did reach a point of being able to start on a whole new basis. So there was an ascension, even though some people will tell you there wasn't and nothing changed. That is not true. And ask anybody, our lives have changed. Our lives are different. A lot of people died. A lot of people chose to go to the other side, including my sister, who tragically died in a hang gliding accident last August in 2012. But the thing is that, you know, some people died in order to be enlightened. And I can tell from experience, my sister in her body was not necessarily the most, you know, actively conscious person or was not necessarily into anything I'm doing. And she mostly thought I was a little out of it. But when she crossed over, what happened is that she awoke. And on the other side, she became very active, and I can feel her in my life, and I can feel how much she's helping me now from the other side and how different she feels than what she did when she was in her physical body. And her soul has continued in magnificent ways and with much more love and kindness and joy and vision. And her help now to me is invaluable, because I know she is absolutely, and I have absolute proof that she is working with me. And this is happening to a lot of people. A lot of people have had family members, friends who crossed over in a very sudden, unexpected way. And this was all part of the plan, because those people have been leaving with the old consciousness. And what is happening now is a global shift in consciousness. And what is great is that it's not just in one country or one people, it's all over the world. You go anywhere on this planet, it's happening. Everywhere people are waking up. And it's amazing to me how, no matter what our color, what our language is, what our culture or religion, everybody is speaking the same language. And we are really understanding how we are one and how what each one of us does affects everybody, and that some of the challenges we have gone through in 2013, which were immense, it was a very difficult year for many, many people. It was a difficult year in physically, also a lot of illnesses, a lot of people got laid off, a lot of people had financial problems, a lot of relationship issues, a lot of questioning, where am I going? I feel lost. I don't know what's the next step, and I know I have something to do, but I don't know what it is. And I'm hearing that every day in my readings, all the time. But the good news is, those people who are asking those questions and going through those challenges, these are the people who are awakening. These are the people who are part of creating this new society that's going to emerge out of the rubble, that is emerging out of the rubbles of the old. And those people who have died, they have also crossed over, because death is not death. You know, we just leave our physical envelope. And if you go to my website, michellekaren.com, there's conversations I had with my father after he died 6 years ago. and where he said he was fascinated with reincarnation, and he really told me that after he died he would give me proof that reincarnation was real. And he actually did, and he gave me actually even more information that was amazing, and some of it I put on my website.
That's beautiful.
Still feel him with me also. So, and his notion...
I'm sorry for interrupting. It's so extraordinary, and I just wanted to pause for a second as you're sharing this incredible story, that when you say people that have had such a tough year, whether that be physically or financially or even those that have crossed over, that those people are part of the unfoldment and the enlightenment.
Absolutely.
And the energy, and I think that's such a positive thing for people to feel, especially in this moment as we're approaching the new year, that it was actually a gift and a blessing, and that it's something wondrous and special.
Absolutely.
And magical, instead of a hardship of the year.
Absolutely, and there is a reason to the madness, and that's what we really need to keep in mind and keep focusing on the big picture and not just focusing on the trees, because even those illnesses that we have gone through, and God knows, even from the simplest flu and cold and, you know, those little annoying things, but that still block us quite a lot, this was part of letting go of some old karmic paradigms and some old consciousness, some old limitations, and some old misunderstandings that we cannot do this, that I'm too small, I'm too weak, I'm too vulnerable, I'm too the circumstances around me, the government, blah, 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 all of that is at cause in my life, and I'm not. And that's not true. That is not true. We are powerful beings. We are beings of light. We have a huge heart. And the more we follow our hearts, and the more we start to follow our intuition, and the more we know that we know, because we do know. You know, some people have intuition.
Yes.
And then they say to me, oh, well, who am I to know? Yes, you are to know. You know. And if you feel something, this is the time to manifest it. If you have a dream, this is a time to believe in your dream. And the synchronicities that we are going to live in 2014 are going to be mind-blowing. And we're going to think of something and it will manifest. And this is why we have to be in absolute integrity with ourselves, which means honest with ourselves. We cannot afford to stay in a half-baked relationship. We cannot afford to stay in a job that, well, it sort of pays the bill, but do I really love what I do? No. We have to be honest with ourselves. And people tell me, yes, but how am I going to survive financially? Well, I'm the living example of that. My whole life, I never had a regular job. I've always made a living with my shamanism, my spiritual work. I have never had any security. I never know where my next reading is coming from. And yet, somehow, the past 40 years, it has been happening. So I know it's possible, and I'm living that.
So exciting. And you would not believe the list of people we have that are so excited to talk to you. So I'm going to let some of them on, and then I want to talk more about 2014, but certainly I know people were just so thrilled that you're on the show. And so if you have a moment, I would love you to talk to some of our studio audience.
Absolutely.
We have Sherry Rose on the line.
Hello, Sherry Rose.
Let's see if we can bring her on here. Hi, Sherry. Welcome to Unlimited Life.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on.
Hi, Sherry.
Hi, Michelle. How are you?
I'm very good, Sherry. How are you?
I'm very well.
So how can we help you, Sherry? What do you think of all of this, of the astrology and the energy and the new year?
I think it's exciting. For me, it's exciting. The last year, last couple years have been just dark, I'll use that word. And I'm ready to change. I'm ready to put that behind me and move on.
And that's
and
beautiful,
see what's
Sherry.
In store for me.
You know, Sherry, remember that darkness is light that hasn't recognized itself. And darkness is actually what defines light. So when we are in those dark times, and I have also myself been through many of those, these are actually the forerunner of something else, of something greater that's trying to emerge out of the depths of ourselves. And that means you're going deeply into your life, you know, and that's beautiful. So darkness is not fun when it's there, but we always have to think that there is the dawn is beyond darkness and that our dreams and wishes are going to come true. And if we focus on the certainty of that without necessarily knowing how or when, but knowing it will come true, we accelerate the process of manifestation.
That's terrific information, Michelle. Thank
you. It sure is.
Beautiful.
It sure is.
That's so beautiful. So, Sherry, what's happening in your life right now? What were you calling? Were you calling with a question? Are you calling to acknowledge the incredible energy?
I'm calling to acknowledge the energy, and I'm seriously, actively looking for a job. And I'm not getting any hits, so I'm wondering if I'm just looking in the wrong place.
Well, what is in your heart? What is it that you love doing? That if you had no financial concern, Sherry, what do you love doing?
I love helping people.
That's a wonderful start. And that's a great start. You know, the secret to creating financial abundance is to actually feel what is the emotion that comes to us when we are, financially affluent. Is it the feeling of freedom, the feeling of security, the feeling of power, or something else entirely different? And the secret is to already feel that feeling in your life, and from there, the rest is going to come and abundance is going to come, because we always think that we have to be, to have more, to do more, to be more, but it's actually the opposite. We have to be more, to do more, to have more. So it's about assuming the position. It's about moving forward in the direction of our dreams. So helping people, you know, that's the most beautiful thing in the world, because so many people need help. There's so many things you can do. And by just starting to do it, your work is going to manifest itself. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And maybe sometimes, you know, like, for example, even volunteering in a place and starting to work in that place, but putting all your joy and your heart and your passion into it and seeing the people around you becoming excited and happy and just something blooming in them or something opening in them, that can lead to an actual job where you can actually make money doing it and be financially rewarded so that you can continue doing that. Mm-hmm. So look into your heart, because if you try, you know, the old ways was like, oh, we need a job, any job, just to have money. The new ways is we need to do something we truly love, we truly believe in, that's in absolute integrity with ourselves, that we cannot wait to go to work to do every morning, we cannot wait to get out of bed to go and do that work, and that's how money is going to manifest in our lives. So it's about believing in your heart, believing in your dreams, and writing down maybe all the talents that you have, all the things, you know, ask all your friends, what do you admire in me? What is it that you like in me? What is it that you see in me that I may not be seeing in myself? And once you have that feedback from your friends, of course, positive friends, trusted friends, then, you know, it's going to give you a new vision of yourself, and that vision is going to help you manifest what you can manifest into the world.
Okay.
You clearly have a gift, and it's about sharing that willingness to help. And, you know, it's also helping yourself and healing yourself, because, you know, like I see that a lot in relationships. People want a relationship. Well, if we haven't created a really good relationship with ourselves, if we're not madly in love with ourselves, it's going to be more difficult to create that love outside of ourselves. So if you want to help others, help yourself. And a simple way could be just to go through all your drawers, all your cupboards, you know, and clearing everything and donating whatever you don't like or don't need or that doesn't serve you anymore. And from there, things are going to start opening up. The roads will open up for you.
Okay.
So magical, Michelle. Thank you so much. And thank you so much for calling in, Sherry. It's just
thank you. Thank you both.
So, of course, looking forward to the update on your magical year. And now we have Chris, who is so interested in astrology and would love a reading from you. So let's bring her on.
Hi, I would have been happy to go last, you know, and let the other people go first, Nicole.
No, that's okay. I'm happy
Chris.
You're here. Hi, Chris.
All right.
Hello, Chris.
Yes.
Hello, bonjour.
Bonjour.
Okay, so here's the thing. Do you need date, time, birth, place?
Yes, so I wouldn't do that on the radio because I think it's better to do things that are of general interest. But you're most welcome to contact me at Michelle with two L's at michellekaren.com, and I'll be very happy to do your personal reading. Absolutely.
Okay, that's good then. Okay, so
share what's happening in your life because Chris, I know, and we can jump into there as you're talking about, has had really sort of whirlwind year as well. And I know, Michelle, as you're talking about 2013 being that way for so many people, and I think that so many of the areas you've talked about, you know, Chris has been in the washing machine of and at the same time is just such a shimmering light through all this consciousness. And so then does that mark her as one of the enlightened beings that's unfolding into the planet and really helping the world? Because I know that
absolutely, absolutely, Nicole. Because, Chris, you know, the thing is that those, I'm more worried for people who have not much going on in their lives than those who have great upheaval. Because those who have great upheaval, we have chosen to be here at this time. We have chosen to be the architects of the most incredible adventure humanity has ever gone through. I mean, this is like the most magical times we can think of. These are times unheard of. We are creating history right now, all of us together, individually and in collaboration with each other. So all those upheavals, it's good. It means we are not happy with the status quo. We are not just willing to follow like lambs into what we were given. And we are creators. We are architects. We are manifestors. We are people who have a vision and believe that there is a possibility of a greater life and a greater world. And there is. And now is the time. We are the ones we've been waiting for, as the Hopi said. And that's true. And that's where the Mayan calendar ended in 2012, because there's no telling what a group of masters are going to manifest in the world once they get together and recognize their own lights.
Mm-hmm.
That's great. And, you know, Michelle, and knowing Chris's year and knowing everything that, you know, she continues to forge through and goes through and helps people in so many different ways, can you talk to her a little bit about the ceremonies that you do? Because I really think that the ceremonies are so helpful in releasing a lot of that, the pain and strain and things that have been holding us back and even other people that have been trying to hold us back, and then moving forward and releasing into a really freeing way and a manifesting way of our visions and dreams. And I think that that would be really helpful for Chris as well.
Thank you, Nicole. Yes, the ceremonies I do are the despachos ceremonies that were handed down by the Incas for 500 years that I learned myself in Peru with my teacher, Don Pascual. And it looks very simple, but first of all, you have to be a trained shaman, initiated shaman, to perform those, because there's so many ingredients going into the making of a despacho that if we forget anything, the lineage steps in and, you know, implements whatever we forgot. But, and it's always in a very protected space, but these are fun prayer ceremonies that are very light and yet very profound in their results. So basically, we take a sheet of white paper, which corresponds to the envelope of dreams, that's folded in nine, which represents the three worlds, the underworld, the middle world, the upper world, past, present, future. And we create everything in the middle world, in the center, in here and now. And there's many different despachos. Despacho means an offering to the gods, offering to Pachamama, Mother Earth, and the Apus, the mountains. But we there's many different kinds of despachos. The most common is the Aini despacho. And Aini means to be in right relationship. So it's about coming in right relationship with everything in our lives, with ourselves, with our jobs, with our money, with our partner, our family, the place where we live. And we put our prayers into quintus, which are made in Peru of coca leaves, and here we use bay leaves, and a red petal and a white petal. The white petal represents the Apus, the mountains, and Father God, and the red represents Pachamama, Mother Earth, Mother God. And we blow those, we put them on our third eye, and we blow into them, and we put them into the despacho. And then there is a whole symbolic mandala that is created with all sorts, I mean, it goes up to 99 ingredients, that each are edible, and each, I mean, almost all are edible.
Beautiful.
And they all correspond symbolically to something. So we don't just put our prayers. We put also our prayers for the planet, for the rivers, the animals, the trees, everything through candy, chocolate, ribbons, flowers. And the result, as you said, Nicole, is very stunning. And it's always different. There's always a different energy. And then everything is folded up, and then everything is burnt by the shaman, who does it on his own. And our prayers are then transported into the universe, and we are creating something very magical in the world. And things change very rapidly after a despacho.
And then, Michelle, so I have a question for you, because I've been able to witness this, and it, for me, it's just life-shifting and life-altering. So if somebody is interested in the ceremony, can you come to whatever country or wherever they are to do them? And if they can't participate in the ceremony, can you still help them transform the energy in their life by doing, you know, private sessions with you?
Absolutely. I do offer private sessions. I'm actually doing two despachos at my house tomorrow, Sunday, for those who live in L.A. So you can always write to me at michelle@michellekaren.com if you're interested. And I do them all around the world. So if you go to my website, michellekaren.com, there's a whole calendar of events. And I have despachos planned in Finland in February. I have one in Boulder in January. I have several in Portugal and in March. And then in May, I have several in France. And I do also shamanic retreats. And, of course, when I do my Peru trip, which this year will be between the 23rd of September until the 7th of October, we do many, many ceremonies. And we get initiated, and we do amazing transformative work, mystical, magical work.
Spectacular trip. And I, you know, certainly will make that information available to all of our listeners on the show. And then I know that Chris can, you know, send her information to you, but do you have some words of wisdom or intuitive advice for her as she's entering this new year? Because I know that this would just be such an incredible gift for her, just to be able to talk.
You know, Chris, what I feel for you is that it's about, this year for you is about expanding your horizons and looking at the broad picture. And it feels like you have either a project or an idea or a dream, and if you look at the bigger picture and you really hold that dream in your hands, you're going to be able to, I mean, the things will fall into place, or the right people will show up, or the right circumstances will make themselves available for that dream to go into the world. But it feels like you have to look into the world right now as something big, a bigger vision for your life.
Excellent. Thank you very much for that.
Great. Thank you very much, Chris. Oh, thanks for calling in.
Thank you. Take care. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks, Nicole.
Incredible information. And now we have Patricia, waiting for you. You're so popular here, Michelle. Hi, Patricia. Welcome to Unlimited Life.
Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Nicole. Oh, my goodness. This talk is just so rich and inspiring and filled with, I think, the light of inspiration that so many of us are leaning into, knowing that we've come out of a year that has, in many ways, squeezed those aspects that were out of alignment out of us.
Absolutely. I love that you say that, Tricia, because what I love about 2013 is that it revealed also who was real and who was not, you know, and who had ascended and who had chosen maybe not to right now. So it's so, we had to do really is sit back and look and observe and say, wow, how interesting, you know, I didn't see things like that. But the circumstances revealed things for us, and that was the magic of 2013.
Absolutely, and that's where
Patricia, I'm going to jump in for just a second as you said that, and it's interesting because somebody said to me the other day, they said, well, when people exhaust everything that hasn't worked, then you're left with only what does work.
I like that.
And
that's true.
So now your life is going to be amazing, and so I love the way that you just phrased that. I just think that for everybody that's listening, they're smiling and being ear to ear right now. So thank you for sharing that.
Well, I'm sure everybody has that visceral feeling of that. And I like the way that you've reframed it, Michelle, in terms of it's good news if we've been on that roller coaster, you know, because clearly we needed a shakedown. And
that's an understatement. I love that word.
I wanted to just sort of share with you that one of the things that's really striking me is that you're so positive in your come from, and I'm aware that a lot of people can feel beat up by the process of life when they, you know, hit obstacles or dead ends. And I was fascinated to read in your bio or hear in your bio that you studied the role of archetypes in the meaning of human existence, which archetypes have always been incredibly potent and inspirational to me. And I know that my question to you is this. If, in fact, many of us don't recognize who it is that we are in our full flowering, how is it that you could recommend to us how we could work with ourselves through archetypes, which for anyone listening who doesn't know what an archetype is, it's their energy companions. Is there something you can suggest to us about how we might be able to access more of who we are, more value, more love for ourselves, so that we can stay true to our course and follow our North Star?
You know, I love that question, Tricia, because the truth is that it's important. I mean, 2014 is going to bring all of us closer to our core, and we're going to remember parts of ourselves that we haven't even been aware of until now, and the godliness inside of us is going to awaken so deeply that we are going to feel like we're coming out of a dream, and we could actually start to look at our lives as if it is a dream and start to see our dream life as it's a real life. And I would suggest, I mean, of course, you know, astrology has answers, shamanism has answers. A very simple way is to watch your dreams at night and to start to map your inner landscape. And a very simple way to do that is to get some mugwort tea, that's a very good tea for remembering dreams, and putting the intentions in your cup before going to sleep that you will remember your dreams. Have a pad of paper and a pen next to your bed and those little, you know, iPhone lamps that don't wake you up but enable you to write. And the secret is to not change positions when you wake up. and to stay in exactly the same position and grab whatever it is that you can remember, whether it's a word, a sentence, an image, because that's going to be the thread that pulls the rest of the dream out of the unconscious. And as you write it down, give it a title, a time, and a date, and then don't try to interpret your dreams. Just listen to them and let them go, you know? But keep them together, because at one point you're going to start realizing where you go at night and what you do at night. And some people feel, oh, well, my life is a little dull, I don't do anything. And then they look at their dreams and they're like helping thousands of people every night. And that's what's going on right now, is that the difference between our waking life and our unconscious life is really not that marked. It's actually a continuity. And I think if you start to do that, you're going to start becoming more and more aware of who you are as a divine being and as a being of light. Because, you know, the most glamorous thing is to be alive. The most glamorous thing is to just be walking your truth and be honest with yourself. And that's what light is about. That's what our work is about. It's not fancy books. It's not conferences around the world. That's, well, it's nice, but it's not important. What is important is to just show up in integrity and with a very open heart, and to just take things and learn from everything that comes our way.
Oh, you're just so inspirational.
You know, we're both just like peacocks, just we just blossomed in that moment and feathered. And I have a question, Michelle. So you said to stay in the same position. So the physical master
yes.
in me is really curious about
yes.
that. Can you just touch on that for a minute?
Yes, because if we start to move, you know, we all have had that. We had like, oh, this clear dream, and then you move and you forget it. And you were sure it was such a vivid dream, you were never going to forget it. So the secret is to, however you wake up, you stay in that position. You don't move an inch, and you just try to grab your paper and your pen. So it may be a little uncomfortable, but it will enable you to trap your dream, keep your dream, or track your dream. And that's the idea, because it's important to, you know, journeying. Shamanism talks a lot about journeying, and we use drums and all that to journey. But just listening to our dreams, there's so many messages, so much important information that comes through our dreams. And the more we become aware of it, and the more conscious we can be in our daily life, and the more rich our daily life becomes.
It's all very, very beautiful. I once was taught by a dream teacher to pose a question before we go to bed, such as, you know, dear God, please tell me in tonight's dream what your will is for me regarding such and such. And then, you know, sincerely, your name. What do you think of that? Giving it some kind of a...
Absolutely. Mm. You know, I tend to go to imagine the crystal temple and to ask the ascended masters and the teachers and the guides and everybody, you know, who's working with me in some way to help me remember what I know. And that's usually the prayer I ask. It's very rare that I ask something specific, but that's usually the prayer I have. And gradually, you know, you will feel that you are remembering what you know. You will feel that answers come or solutions show up or synchronicities abound that you could never have put together yourself in a conscious way. It's just impossible. And yet these things happen. And this is a time of miracles. This is why we have to be in such integrity in the words we use, in the emotions we have, in the way we express ourselves, because our words have magic and our emotions have magic. And if we use them properly, we can shift the world in amazing worlds, ways and transform our own reality incredibly. And it's going to become more and more next year, in 2014.
On that point, I just also want to say one other thing that I've heard that I just think would be so helpful for other people to hear, which is I know so many people struggle with questioning how is it that they can share their gifts on the planet and, you know, what is their life's purpose. And there's a lot of struggle and confusion sometimes when you're going for a job that's, let's say, out of the box and really is part of your soul's destiny. And I guess one question I have for you, I will ask after I say this point, which is there are new jobs that are coming into this world that haven't even been done yet. There are new ways of being, new ways of sharing our talents that, you know, something we had to wait until we were, I don't know what, going from the third dimension to the fifth dimension. But I find comfort in that. And the question I also have for you is, what is it that, you know, why is it that people have, what is it that people can do to take the blinders off? And maybe you've already discussed that. I guess I think I'm leaping at this point. I don't know what it is that, why we're ready now, but if you could speak to that, that'd be great.
Yes, you are absolutely right, because as we are going through this Uranus square Pluto aspect that started in June 2012 and is going to end in March of 2015, and we have actually two major periods in 2014 of that, is that it's going to be really a time of, I mean, the first period is going to be in April of 2014 and the second in December of 2014. These are times where the old is leaving. And a lot of things, we've seen, you know, banks collapsing. We've seen weird mergers. We've seen companies going down, governments going down. Because everything that is not done in integrity cannot sustain itself in the new energy, which is an energy of truth, integrity, standing in our power, and shining our light. So, of course, out of that collapse is coming new inventions, new technologies, new ideas. And it's a time where, more than ever, we can even create things that have never existed, and people will be receptive to that. So it is absolutely a time where we have to use our imagination, open the scope, and shift our perceptions, that even if things have always been like that, well, maybe now they're not like that anymore. And I know for myself, I don't own a TV set. I haven't owned a TV set ever, because I was raised with a TV set because my father was a journalist, so we basically had, you know, changes of states and revolutions and wars happening in our living room every day. And I got so overdosed that as an adult I decided I would never read a newspaper and never have TV. And I stuck to my word, and I think that's what has enabled me to remain creative, because you don't get caught in the collective subconscious. You think for yourself, and you start to feel things, and the important, you know, events happening in the world, you will always end up hearing about them anyway, so it's not like you're out of the loop, but you are going to be able to express something unique that is just of you, that is something that is coming from a very pure source, and where you are listening to, you know, inspiration that is coming, because we think, you know, we are in a physical body, but we don't realize that there's so many beings around us who are not in a physical body and who have things and wisdom to share. And the more we heighten our frequency and the more we are in a frequency of love, gratitude, the more receptive we are to very high beings who can help us or whisper into our ear things that are going to expand our world in immeasurable ways.
So
does that answer your question, Tricia?
Beautifully, thank you.
Thank you. And I have a question, as you know, with Patricia, as she's talking about on the website that she was reading all about you talking about archetypes, and I also was reading on your website that you were talking about shamanism and astrology together. And as
yes.
you're talking about this incredible ceremony,
that, you know, that you're able to express in a way and share with people to be able to cleanse the energy and open the energy. And as you're talking to Patricia about the opening of energy and the flow, can you talk just for a second about that connection between the shamanic and the astrology? Because I think that really just, you know, deepens a richer relationship of what we're talking about right now.
You know, I feel that they both are very complementary of each other, because astrology will talk about cycles and it addresses, you know, it's a more mental, intellectual understanding, even though there is an element of intuition and sensitivity. But the way I work as an astrologer is that I feel I use the chart, which is the picture of the heavens for the date, time, and place of your birth, as a portal to sort of travel inside the psyche of the person I'm reading and to rearrange things, which is really exactly what shamanism does. Because as a shaman, which is different from magic, you know, I have a very good friend of mine who's a very powerful magician, and we always discuss at how we understand each other, but yet our paths are different, because a magician uses the laws of the universe to create things that they want to create, whereas a shaman listens to messages and is led by the feather, the bird, the squirrel, the, you know, whatever's around that starts to speak. And we are led into a transmutation of energy, but in a way where it's, the shaman is transparent. It's like the puma doing his work in darkness and transforming things, the internal reality, so that the external reality starts to transmute. You know, I work with the Queros in Peru, who are the direct descendants of the Incas, and were actually secluded by choice in the glaciers until 1954, until they had a vision and realized they had to come down and start sharing their wisdom. And the Queros roll on the floor laughing when we talk about protection, because they don't even understand the concept of protection. They're like, protect yourself against what? You know, whatever is outside of you is a reflection of what's inside of you, so why would you want to protect yourself from yourself? And that makes sense, is that, you know, if we start to shift our inner reality, then we don't have to protect ourselves, because our outer reality is necessarily going to fall into place. And I'm sure all of us have experienced that in the recent years, that all of a sudden, the negative people, the difficult people, the troublesome people have sort of miraculously disappeared from our lives, you know, without us necessarily doing anything to get them out of our lives. But it's because we have risen our frequency, because we are more in the sense of compassion, we are more understanding our power, we are more in the sense of who we are in our divine self. And then naturally, those people who are not of that frequency cannot stand being around us. You know, we become disturbing. We become like somebody they don't want to deal with, and somebody who's confronting them too much just by being, not even saying anything. So I feel that that's how shamanism and astrology go hand in hand with each other. Because with astrology, you know, you can get dates, cycles, and periods in time, and it's all the map. And with shamanism, you can work on the energy. You can remove family curses. You can do soul retrievals. You can remove entities and, you know, and do exorcisms without the drama, basically. You can travel in your past lives. You can retrieve information from, you know, the dead. You can help dead people evolve on the other side, because it's not just because we die that on the other side that's it, we're in the light. Some people get stuck for a long time in places of great darkness. And the shaman, as a person of, you know, who is the messenger between worlds, who travels between worlds, is able to help those people on the other side shift to another level. So it's very, but it's the same concept of really becoming more of who we are and becoming more aware of the immensity that we hold inside of ourselves. And I feel so blessed to have those two tools, because with those two tools I feel that, you know, I can cover a huge amount of ground for myself and for others.
Thank you for sharing.
So I hope this answers.
I really felt that information would even deepen and sort of penetrate the information that you were giving to Patricia, because I really think it is that combination of the two. And then as we were talking about, as you were speaking, how we were just flowering and blossoming in your energy and light, that added information for our listeners around the world really will bring all of that into play, where they're connected beyond themselves to something much greater and beyond that is also themselves.
Absolutely. You know, we are all masters in the making, and we need to remember that. You know, that we tend to give authority to other people, and it's always nice to have, you know, to check. I mean, I myself have certain friends I really respect and admire the work of, and that I work with on myself from time to time, just to, you know, reassess things and to make sure I'm not going into any kind of imagination about myself. But it's also important to remember our own mastery. It's important to remember that we are so much more than we think we are. And even, you know, people who are in very humble positions, they could be huge. And it's not what position we have in the world. It's not how much money we have in our bank account. It's not whom we are dating. It's not where we live. It's not about any of that. What is important is how awake we are and how willing we are to awake more, and how willing we are to do the work, the inner work, wherever we are, whatever our financial, social, educational, racial, cultural circumstances are. That's not relevant. What is relevant is what each one does with what they are and who they are and where they are at right now. And from where we are right now, anybody can reach enlightenment. And I think it's the only way out of all the chaos. What is being asked of us now is to become masters, is to become enlightened beings, is to become, to know that we are all that is, and to manifest that in the world. But of course, in order to manifest that, we have to clear, and that's why we've had illnesses, that's why we've had challenges, that's why we've had all these things come up, because thank God they come up, because we can see them so we can transmute them and get on the other side.
Mm-hmm. Patricia, thank you for your questions, which open the door for such beautiful information.
Thank you, Patricia.
I just feel so blessed. And Michelle, I'm thrilled that you're going to be doing a gazpacho, if that's what it's called.
Thank you. Yes.
Tomorrow. Yeah. I'm gonna contact you, and I'm gonna gazpacho with you too.
Wonderful, yes. Wonderful. Thank you.
And would you, Michelle, once more tell our listening audience how they can reach you, how they can do readings with you, how they can have their charts done with you, how they can do a gazpacho with you if they're in Los Angeles, if they're around the world?
Well, the best is probably to go to my website, Michelle with two L's, Michelle, Karen, like her first name, Karen. .com, and or to reach me at Michelle with two L's at michellekaren.com, and there's my calendared events, there is all the things I'm doing, and just, you know, connect with me, just talk to me, and I'll be happy. I always answer my emails. Sometimes I take a little time because I'm traveling a lot, but I mostly am very good at answering my mail.
That's just so brilliant. And I just implore people, because I know your work. I have been blessed and honored and privileged to be in ceremony with you and to know, you know, what you do and how you help people. And firsthand, I can tell people that it's just life transformational, astonishing, astounding, enlightening, enriching, and one of the most fulfilling experiences you can ever imagine and gift yourself with. So for Christmas, if you're looking for something special for yourself or someone you love, I definitely think you should reach out to Michelle. So,
thank you.
Of course.
Thank you, Nicole.
We have one caller right now. It's a special caller, so I'm going to help her. So so she actually had some surgery, and her jaw right now is, she's not able to speak. And so I'm going to give you her birthday just so you can feel the energy. And she has a question also about, you know, attracting life partners, but also right now, obviously, she has a lot going on in her life and could just use a touch in of energy. So her birthday is August 28th, 1964. And her name is Gidget, and she's, like I said, she's not able to speak to you today, but she is certainly speaking to you consciously and subconsciously, and she would just love to be able to have some energy from you and some thoughts.
Well, that's interesting. I didn't understand the name, I'm sorry.
Gidget?
Bridget? Bridget.
Gidget, yes. Gidget,
okay.
Yes. That was actually a wonderful character in American film, yes.
Oh, that I don't know. I'm sorry. So, so actually, 2013 for you was a year of transformation. It was a year of shifting, of going from one place to another, and it was a year where there could have been a lot of, how can I say, unrest, little trips, lots of information. A little bit a sense of scattered energy in a certain way, but the good news is that 2014 is going to be a year of love for you, and it could very well be the year where you meet, if you're not already in a relationship, a very special person, and it feels like you have really let go of a lot of things of the past that were not to your highest, in your highest interest. And it's interesting, the jaw, because jaw has to do with speaking, obviously, with also munching and eating. So it's probably a transformation of the way you use your, you express your truth. And there's a way to speak our truth where we can say everything we have to say, but with kindness and respect, but being also totally honest with ourselves and having the courage to express what we really think and feel. And I feel that once your true voice comes out, you are going to be able to attract your true mate and the person who matches you in mind, heart, body, and it's very close to you.
Thank you so much for sharing that. And I know what thrilling advice and what thrilling, you know, intuition and information to share, especially for somebody who's longing and looking for their love partner, as so many of us are. And to know that all it is speaking your truth and being in your truth of who you are that will attract
and
it.
Absolutely, because we always think, you know, and there's so many books out there right now saying you have to do this, you have to do that, you have to do it like this, you cannot say this, you cannot say that. I mean, in the end, if you read all those books, it's like, whoa, you know, you're going to be watching yourself every step of the, and then you're never going to be yourself. And then if you have to do all these things to attract the right mate, then is that really the right mate? Because wouldn't the right mate be the one who really loves us in who we are? Like, I always hear people saying, oh, well, men don't like women who are powerful. Well, that's not true. There's lots of very powerful women who have very wonderful relationships. So I don't think this has anything to do with anything. But I think what is important is that we are true to ourselves. We are honest. You know, I'm not saying that we should necessarily, you know, go out in the street the way we roll out of bed in the morning, but we would still, we can still beautify certain things in ourselves and present ourselves under our, in our best light, but it is important to be honest, and it's our truth that's either going to, you know, that is going to help us discriminate, and the people who are right for us are going to be attracted to us, and those who are not, well, we can send them off with a blessing because they were not right for them anyway. And sooner or later, that truth is going to come out, and then what do we do, you know? So, and it's important to fall in love with ourselves because in the end, the ultimate relationship is with ourselves. And we can have a beautiful relationship if we're blessed enough that lasts a lifetime, lasts a few years, but in the end, it's always us with us, ourselves. And if we can be madly in love with ourselves, if we can really be so confident and so happy with our own selves, then everything else is going to fall into alignment.
Thank you, Michelle. I'm sure that's just such beautiful information for Gidget and everybody here, Gidget. We're just sending you so much love and so much healing light and energy, and knowing that 2014 is just going to be an incredible year for you. And thank you for being so bold and so brave today, that even though you're not able to speak to us in person, that you're able to speak to us through another way by sharing your feelings and thoughts and visions and desires. And it's just so wonderful to have you here with us on the show. So.
Yes, thank you so much, Gidget, and healing power to you.
Thank you. And then I have a question. As you're talking about your truth, Michelle, I realized in your bio that you were saying that you did a book that was 3 short stories that won a literary prize in France and also in French English that was based on an intuitive vision that you had.
Yes, that was a long time ago. Yeah. Well, yeah, the 3 short stories, it was actually Aruna, the book Aruna that later was translated into English but was originally written in French. And I was, I believe, 21 when I wrote that book. And I had always wanted to write, but, you know, I had started a few things but nothing of consequence. And one day I was doing dishes, and all of a sudden I saw Aruna, the hero of this, what was to become this book, and I didn't know it at the time, just walking out. It was like a movie. And it was weird because at the time I had no idea that script writing was a job, but I always received my books as movies, always. And I saw him walking out, and I just was compelled to sit down and start writing. And the amazing thing is that every time the story would stop very abruptly, and I had no idea what I was writing, none. And then I would have to go through certain experiences, and then he would come back, and I would see another part of the movie, and it was like we journeyed together, one next to the other, and my life and his life were sort of mixed together. Until one day I was lying on my bed and he came to thank me and left, and that was it. And I knew it was the end of the story. And the weird thing is that shortly after I had completed the book, which is an unusual way of writing for me because usually I never write in order. I always write like page 25 and then page 2 and then page 15 and then page 100. There's a reason to my madness. I know exactly how it goes. And I have a system of clips to know that there's parts missing in between, which of course drove my publisher, Simon & Schuster, absolutely nuts when I had to write Astrology for Enlightenment. Because they had assigned a, an editor, and I was supposed to report to my editor every day. And poor woman, she just went crazy, and I begged them, I said, look, I know it's going to be an unusual request, but I have to be left alone for several months, and I promise you, I don't have writer's block. This is not the way I work. And I will produce what you need in the time frame allowed, but I need to go my own way. And they trusted me, and the result was good, but it's an unusual way of writing, but that's the way I write. And so Aruna, the story of Aruna, I really feel that Aruna is a being who lives in another dimension, and for whatever reason we connected with each other. And I wrote this story, which was at the same time very parallel to something I was going through in my life. And it's a very, to this day, magical book. There is actually, even in the end of the book, a book within the book. And people, it was not written like that at all, and I had no awareness of that until people started telling me that. But they would have a question, open the book within the book, and have the answer. And I've tested it a few times, and it's actually true. But that was absolutely not conscious at all.
I love that. You know, one of my favorite things that you just said was that you were doing dishes when it came to you. And I think that so many of us think that in order to become enlightened, that we have to go to the top of a mountaintop in some faraway land and meditate and be alone and separate from the world. But enlightenment can really come when you are mindful and doing laundry and dishes and
absolutely, and I think especially when we are doing real things and we are in the real world, and I don't think we have to leave our husband, our family, our life, our job to do those things. It's just the consciousness with which we do what we do. you know, being a light worker. I hear so many people saying to me, when is my light work? I feel I'm a light worker. When is my life going to start? Well, it's already started. It's already right now. Just because we're breathing, just because we are aware, whatever we do with kindness, the smile we give, the nice word of encouragement, this is our light work, you know? And we may not be paid directly in money for what we do, but eventually we will be, and those things will come back to us. So there is no small feat. There's nothing small. Like just, you know, I live in L.A. most of the time, I mean, when I'm not traveling, and the freeways in L.A., as everybody knows, are just terrible. It's like there's always traffic on the freeway in L.A.
No.
No matter what the day, the time of the day, it doesn't matter, there's traffic. Well, that's a wonderful place and time to actually meditate, because imagine the number of people you can reach on that freeway in that 1 hour you're going from one place to another is immense. Immense. And people are zombies in their cars, you know, they're just like, you know, anxious to get to the other side, feeling late, listening to the radio, you know, and just they have nothing else to do but just sit there. So that's a wonderful time to reach people.
That's fantastic. And I mean, that to me was so special when you said that. And I just felt like a Cinderella all of a sudden with her broom and cleaning, and
exactly.
Then all of a sudden she becomes this beautiful princess. And envisions that. And we have another caller. We have Carrie that's been waiting for you patiently. And so I just want to give her a chance to talk to you.
Yes. Hello, Carrie.
Hi, Michelle. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Carrie.
Wonderful to hear you both. And it's funny what you were just talking about. I was thinking with channeling. I mean, a lot of the times when I'm in the bathtub or the shower, that's one of the times where the ideas and the songs start coming through.
Absolutely, because you're relaxed and you're not forcing anything. You're just being. And it's when you are that everything unfolds.
Absolutely. So, Michelle, are you still taking questions?
Yes, I am. Absolutely.
Okay. Well, then I would love to ask a question regarding my romantic love life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, just really continuing with self-love and self-nurturing and really welcoming and inviting a partner that really is in alignment with my life's purpose and my vibration, and just, you know, really healing from something that just completed, and, you know, just open and welcoming.
Beautiful. Okay, Carrie, I think you're the voice of so many listeners, so thank you very much for the question, because I know everybody just moved to the edge of their seat and their little ears just perked up. So.
You know, it's interesting, Carrie, because the truth is that you know, we, as I said earlier, we have to fall in love with ourselves first. And then the best prayer, because we can have all sorts of criteria. I want somebody who's tall or short or, you know, has a great character or this or that. But the truth is, the easiest prayer is to ask for the person who matches you in mind, heart, body, and spirit. And that, you know, we may not know what this looks like, but we know it's going to happen. And the thing is that there's a lot of people on the spiritual path who are alone or have been alone for a long time. And there again, there's a reason to the madness, because when we are in a relationship, you know, our focus becomes very different, especially as women, because we become very immersed in the man, and, you know, it's much easier to become in the shadow of the man. And we have to transmute many, many lifetimes of consciousness that the woman was less than if she didn't have a man and could not survive without a man, which was the reality in many centuries and many cultures. It's not true anymore. It's not true at all. And the thing is that when we are alone, this time alone is very important. How complete are we on our own? Because the true meaning of marriage is the two pillars of the temple, and each is complete in its own right, and life can flow in between. But when we are looking to a partner for to save us financially or to get out of solitude or to give meaning to our life or to give us power, we are going to create more of the old, which is dysfunctional relationships. And now is not the time for that. Now is the time for spiritual relationships with somebody who's going to enrich our life, and we're going to enrich his life, and we're going to fly together. And we're going, and whatever challenges we may have with this person is not going to distort who we are, but is going to help us go even further into our truth. So now, actually, if you look at it, there is the most amazing relationships are being created now with people you can tell are meant for each other. It's like you can feel that they belong to each other and that together they accomplish things greater than they would on their own. And this is the quality of relationship we want. And I think more and more, and I'm seeing that even in young men, they don't even want to have sex with just anybody, you know. They just want to have sex with love. They want to be with a partner with whom they feel there is meaning and that they are truly in love with and who is truly in love with them. And we are not compromising anymore. Thank God we're not compromising. I mean, this is a place where we shouldn't compromise, because a house, we can move out of a house. A job, we can leave a job. A relationship, especially if there's children and our families involved, it becomes much more difficult. And a relationship will define our lives, will define our the way we go in the world, the way what we do, the friends we have. And this is very central to our lives. So it's almost better at this point to be alone than to be with the wrong person or to be with someone we are only half convinced about. But when we are absolutely ready, the right person will show up, and that's the beauty of it. It's not like we have to go out in the world and date 1,000 people or sign up on all these dating. I mean, we can. Like, there's this beautiful site called spiritualsingles.com, which is beautiful, which is specifically for spiritual people. But it's not necessary like that. It's when our vibration is right and that we are complete within ourselves that the right person appears in our life. Does that make sense? And I feel you're very close to that. You are very close to that, because I feel you need to look at things that you feel are limiting you in your life, in your consciousness. And once you do that, the man who has really an open heart and who is also somebody who understands the spiritual dimension of life is going to show up in your life. And it's a very beautiful person. It's really somebody who feels solid and who feels grounded, but who also feels very open in his heart.
Oh, I just felt like this little burst of like tingles in my heart when you just said that.
Beautiful, beautiful.
Oh, well, thank you, Carrie, so much for calling in. And we're
thank
for you.
You,
and we're looking for our wedding invitation. So thank you.
Yes, absolutely.
Thank you for the call. Thank you. And
Michelle,
love you both. Thanks. You too. Michelle, as you know, we only have a couple minutes in the close, and I would love for some advice for our listeners for 2014 as we enter into this new year and this new energetic field and this new adventure.
Well, 2014 is really the year, the continuity of 2013. It's year two of this new age, this new world. And it's very important to listen to our hearts. It's very important to be in integrity with ourselves and with others. It is very important to try and sleep enough, drink lots of water, and eat as naturally as possible. And it is very important to have discrimination. It's important also to prioritize, to make sure of how do we use our money? How do we use our time? What do we focus on in our lives? What is really relevant and important, and what is just scattering energy and not useful for our growth? But now is the time to really stand in our power, speak our truth with love, with kindness, with respect, but be absolutely honest with ourselves and others. And you'll see that, you know, amazing synchronicities will happen, miracles will abound, things will just fall into place so magically. It's going to be like, whoa, you know, but, and we have to have integrity in our words and our emotions. That's extremely important.
That's just the best advice I could possibly imagine, and it feels so right. It resonates such truth, and I think it's such an exciting time all around the world, and just the idea and the thought and the knowingness that you were there and that you actually are opening this incredible field and that you're able to read this field and, as you said, navigate. I love that you are the voice of the navigation system.
Yes.
I mean, that he is one of, I cannot think of a better navigation system than to have you as the voice, because you do that with someone's soul and someone's consciousness, and even when you have a small child, you know, just to say, go this way, go that way, and it's so much fun to participate in your energy field. There is
Thank
such a joy,
you.
And there's such a lightness, and there's such a beauty. And I know that when I had the opportunity to witness your ceremony, that it was absolutely breathtaking for me. There are those moments in time where you're paused, because it's a cross between a reality and a dream, and that moment that you know it's true, and you know it's real, and you know it's happening, but it is so mystical, and it is so ethereal, and so all-knowing and all-conscious and all-present in the very same moment, that
you
actually are just paused in a moment of light. And so your presence does that. And so it's such a great honor and such a great blessing and such a great joy to have you here today and to share with our audience, and especially at a holiday time where this is the season of miracles and how anything can happen. And for those of you who are really looking for your anything to happen, I definitely, you know, share from my own experience and from those around the world in the testimonials from every nook and cranny of this planet for your work, Michelle, and for people to contact you and to help navigate them into their future, into their love, into their life, into their careers, into their greatness, and into the souls that they're really meant to be, that opening and space in which their sheer perfection lives. So it's just so fabulous to have you here. So I thank you so much for being with us today, and I wish you the happiest season. And for those of you that are in Los Angeles and are interested in going to the ceremony tomorrow, you can go to Michelle's website, and we will also post information on our site. And for those of you that are around the world that are looking for ceremonies and for Michelle's work, I know that she will be in your country soon. And so I certainly, you know, share with you to reach out, because it truly is one of the most special gifts you can ever give yourself and those that you love. So thank you for being with us.
Thank you, Nicole. Thank you for those beautiful, beautiful words, and I really honor everything you're saying and everything you are, and thank you so much for really bringing me on to this beautiful radio show and this amazing, amazing audience at this very special, magical time. Thank you.
Thank you, and we look forward to having you again. So I wish you
thank
a
you.
Wondrous holiday season and new year. Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you. You too.
What an incredible guest. Oh, my goodness, Michelle Caron is so special. So astrology for enlightenment, it's not too late. Go ahead, order it, get it as a Christmas present. Have a reading from Michelle. Give a reading from Michelle. Go to her ceremonies. Gift yourself the most magical and special gifts. Gift yourself your life, your future, and the navigation of the all that is. Just absolutely incredible. So honored and blessed. And this is Nicole Brandon with Unlimited Life, wishing you a very Merry Christmas, and we look forward to seeing you next week.